East Coast Breakfast.
I am in need of your help. A social quagmire fell upon us. I didn't expect this one. So it was, we're all in holiday mode. We're operating at like 17 to 20% brain capacity. You're in you mode. And me and my Anna, we're leaving plenty of time. We go to the airport. We're going to pick up Queen. She's going to spend a couple of days with us. It's all good. We get there. I know I've got a 10-minute window to greet and hugs and kisses and pack all of the luggage into the back of the car, which I do, and then I come around to the passenger seat, and then I bear witness to something, and I'm from what I've seen on the socials, I'm not the first person experience
this. It is a social problem.
And I kind of, in a little bit, just a little, not wholly, but a little bit, I kind of blame Anna, because she started this with, no, Queen, you know, because we arrived there, me and Anna in the front, and then
she got out.
Then she got out.
She has to get out to greet her.
Hugs and kisses, yeah. And then she was like, no, Queen, you, and Queen went to the back. She's, no, Queen, you're in the front. And Queen's like, no, I couldn't, you know, you're the wife and you're in front. She's like, no, but you're the Queen. And then I'm like,
Don't blame your wife.
What is going on here? And I'm like, guys, there's like, I'm on 8 minutes on our 10-minute free parking thing here. Can we?
Can you decide
what to do? But I don't want to jump in there because I don't want to be seen as favoring one over the other. This is happening. There's this dance. There's this little tango happening. I said, no, you must go. And I was like, oh my, has this happened to you?
Yes, it has. It has. But what's happened recently, I can't really help you with my situation.
What?
Like yesterday, actually. Yes,
it happened yesterday.
Yes. My mom arrived yesterday.
Yeah.
Clarice and them were at the farm. Yes. So they came at the same time. Went to car wash. So then she had to pick me up with my mom in my car and then whatever. Yeah. What saves this, you can go there, is the two baby seats at the back. Yeah. Because Clarice has to sit in between the kids.
Oh.
And then mom automatically goes
to the front.
Gorgo could sit with the kids. Why can't Gorgo sit with the kids?
It literally happened.
Sky got to get out of jail card.
I mean, I'm not involved. When it used to happen, I just used to look at the rearview mirror and just
keep quiet and wait. I think once you have a partner in your life, your mother can still sit in the front. I think it's so unfair now you got to put your mother in the back, but she's been in the front the whole time.
Yeah.
And anyway, he's your man. He's your partner, so it doesn't matter. Like, I don't mind. Your mother can sit at the front of the car.
So the eldest decides,
right? She's older.
Yes, she must decide.
You wouldn't have your man if it wasn't for his mother.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she still has to take preference.
But also, doesn't the elder eventually, at a certain age, get to, well, are you relinquishing decision-making processes right now? You're beyond that.
Mom can sit in the front. That should be the rule.
Carmen, I don't think it's a rule. It should be the mom makes the decision.
Yes,
if she wants
decide.
To go sit in front,
yes.
She says, free the mom.
All right.
Hashtag queen mother.
I need help with this one, please. All right. 0617929495. I am picking up my mom, and my wife and my mom are having a dispute over who, not a dispute, I'm going to say a discussion about who should sit. Who should sit? In front. What is the rule? Is there a rule? Is there a standard? Is there something that I could apply going forward? This is going to happen again and I need to be prepared. What do you do? 061-792-9495.
Good morning, Darren, Carmen, and Sky. This is not even a predicament. It's not a situation. And a banana sits in the front. Your mother can sit in the back.
Okay.
Unless, of course, if it's just you and your mom, then by all means, she can sit in the front.
Okay.
Even if it was you and your mom going to pick up Anna banana, then mom can continue to sit in the front. But if it's you as a couple traveling to go somewhere and pick somebody up, or it's not even a debate. That is Anna's seat. I thank you.
Just remember, when you get married, your immediate family becomes extended family, as does your partner's. So your wife should sit in front, and your mom should sit in the back.
Okay.
Thanks,
No one gave me the book. I didn't get the booklet.
But why does it have to be... Like, that's politically, that's correct. You are right, dog.
Yeah.
But Alfred...
It's very rude.
It's explaining that to...
Yeah.
See, this is why I'm like I say, my Anna started this when she said, "No, Queen, you sit up front," because Queen was moving to the back.
Yeah, well, it's not just Anna's fault.
Queen sit in the back.
Everybody does that.
Do you always say,
"Yes,
yes. It's just go, go, respect."
Yes. Yes.
No, don't be polite. Just go. Let Gogo go sit where Gogo wants to sit.
So it's also like all situations are a bit different, right? So here we got Rika saying on Facebook saying, "As a mother, I would take the back seat. I don't want them communicating via the mirrors." See, that's like, you get that, bro.
Practical,
like, okay,
it's like
a different situation from your situation. Okay.
That's interesting.
Here's another one.
Yeah.
Okay, Joandre van der Walt says, "Me in front, my mom in the back, with good reason. My boy always wants his granny to sit in the back with
cute.
Him.
I see.
Okay, see.
That
see.
Makes sense.
But you can this use the doesn't kids help you, bro.
To run interference, you lucky.
I know, yeah.
Let's say good morning to Ketiwe from Toti. Good morning, Ketiwe. Tell us. Who's riding in the front, the mom or the wife?
Morning, guys. For me, the wife has to sit at the front. Remember, Darren, you said it's your queen. So every queen has a chair next to the king. And also for you, Sky, remember in the Zulu culture, if you give birth to a boy, the granny receives the boy as two. Her husband. So how can the husband be sitting at the back and then the wife sitting at the front? You sit next to your wife, the grandmother sits next to the husband, which is your kid.
Okay. Keso, you are not wrong, first. Okay. But go up and show Keso, like, situations are different. You know what I mean? Like, I got two baby chairs at the back. They want their mom to sit there. Not because they don't like granny. It's just a fact.
But that is the wife and the husband. Why are you breaking the marital? Let's sit next to your wife. Let the granny sit next to the husband as well.
I get. I get to a number one. Thank you, sister. So we also have Ulaki. Yeah, Sigmamele, like, you're on now, boy. Sigmamele, we're listening to you. Like, we have a boy.
We are listening.
Like, he was telling them to put it
in. He's on the radio.
Mamela.
So, Ulaki, what do you guys do? Who sits in front?
Well, what I normally do, I just take maybe 5 minutes, 2 minutes, and let them go in the car, and then maybe I look out the window, depends where we at, and for them to decide themselves who sits in the front.
Jeez.
Normally I show up when they're in the car because I don't want them looking at me, because they're looking at me with awkward eyes, laughing at me. I must tell. So I left the situation long time ago. I just relax. I just get busy whenever it's time to go. And for just to let them go in the car and decide for themselves. Normally, my mom takes the seat, and sometimes my girlfriend. So I think now they have a way of communicating who takes the seat. So I'm out of the picture. So that's what helps me.
So even if you're making a pickup on the side of the road, just a quick pickup, you park, you stop the car, you just get out the car, and you just leave and let them make
it. I go to the booth. It's like there's something there. I need to pick up the booth. You know? That's what I do.
Morning.
Hi.
I'm one of the older people. In my day, it was always the elderly always sit in the front.
Yes.
And I'm elderly now, and I hate sitting in the front. I'd rather sit in the back. So as far as I'm concerned, it's personal preference. If and I want the mother to sit in the front, I'm ready to do so. You know, just no big drama about it. But as I say, normally the elders sit in the front.
Normally?
Maybe because if there's an accident, they'll take the brunt of it. Okay, love you,
though. Goodbye. Aye, 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 Wendy.
She's saying Queen becomes the airbag.
Come on, Wendy.
Listen, Vanessa says on Facebook, depends who bought the car or who's paying for the car.
Oh. What difference does that make? Doesn't
help us, Vanessa.
It doesn't help us.
Thank you for contributing. But,
Penny says, I always offer it to my in-laws before there's a discussion about it. Anyone older than me and I respect you sit in front.
Nice.
So it's elders and respect.
Then. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's say good morning to Michelle from Toti. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Okay,
you?
Michelle, you got to help us because we're not so great this morning. Well, Darren isn't. So if a mom and wife are driving with their husband or partner, who has the right to sit in the front?
Okay, first of all, out of respect, I would say the mom. But then having said that, I am the mom. So I don't mind sitting in the back, but I think first offer the mom the option.
Mm. Yeah.
Would she like to sit in the front? If she says no, then it's all good. But I think just, out of respect, give it to the mom first. She deserves the front seat. She did come first.
Exactly.
After all said
yeah.
Michelle, I hear what you're saying, but on the drive home, then my mom puts her handbag where the cup holder should be. And then we get to the toll gate and she doesn't have the change ready. You know, I've got to say, it's like, oh, come on.
So now you're throwing your mother under the bus. Well done.
No, but I'm the mom. I always have the change ready.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you, Michelle.
No problem.
But no. Darren, you said there's a word.
There's a one word. What's the word?
Yes. So you'll just say, okay, so when they're saying you go in front. No, you go in front. Then you just say, first person to say, shotgun.
Oh, no.
No ways, bro.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.